Blog Talk Radio.
My name, calling all night. I can pull the wool while I'm being polite. Like, darling, calling all night. I can be a fool while I'm being polite. Like, oh me, oh my. I know many women wanna be in my life. Like, oh me, oh my. Why can't every woman end up being my wife? Even if she go away, even if she go away, even if she go away, even if she go away. I'm a classic man.
I can see him looking back at that girl. little girl, what's my name? Hit it from the back, hair boy swag. When I talk shit, shorty answer right back. I be on it like, who booty is it? Who booty is it? Who booty, who booty, who booty is it? Who booty is it? Who booty is it? Who booty, who booty, who booty?
Hey, make the money, make it go faster. Do it for the team, homie, that's good. Used to put money in the mattress. We do it all the time, no practice.
Yeah.
I bet the money, make it do it. I bet the money, make it do it, make it do it, backflip. I bet the money, make it do it. I bet the money, make it do it, make it do it, backflip.
And Sue, you already know how we do. Taylor Gang, HBK.
This is the remix. I bet that money make it do a backflip. 100 grand, I have it do some nasty. But I ain't got no cash, I brought my plastic. Except me, I'm a young legend in this rap shit. But let's get back to this swag shit. This backflip got them girls getting ratchet. She brought two hoes with it, that's a hat trick. I'm running circles, run them hoes like a track beat. I had to pick her up in my newest ride. The newest guy, Adelaide, I think super fly. The coupe is dry, down La Brea on the west side. She brought that pussy straight to me, that's a suicide. I'm still in the hood, I did this verse in Inglewood. With a model doing things she say she never would. I live a lifestyle these other niggas if they could. But I gotta thank God, cause I'm living good.
Hey, make the money, make it do a backflip. Do it for the team, homie, that's it. Used to put money in the mattress. We do it all the time, no practice. I bet the money, make it do it. I bet the money, make it do it, make it do a backflip. I bet the money, make it do it.
Cake day to roll up my bank like a payday. They go nuts, I pull up, we slow down, they go down like Mayday. That's your girl, she chose up, I hit it, her legs wide, she glow up. Bet the money maker do it. You seen another 20 mil, I'm trying to make a toy. I ain't even running games, hold a roller playing, got a basic training for the gang, hope you make it through it. I'ma go hard on a bitch, I'ma do my thing, do my job, I'ma hit it from the window to the wall, I'ma make you close down the knee, dogs on the dick, yeah, I'm top dog.
Like I got a couple girls, but you hit him with that Frankenstein.
I've
been up cause I'm on a New York time.
Yep.
Hustle hard cause I'm on a New York time.
Right.
I've been grinding all day, yeah. In the studio for 2 weeks straight, yeah.
Right.
Now it's time to play, yeah.
Right.
Like a couple cuties at her cafe, yeah.
I'm about to have some cappuccino with some Nicotino.
Yeah.
I swear they got this bitch lying, say her cousin Cilo. She's talking about how she be singing with these different people.
Yeah.
And how pretty when it's not holding on that beat.
Y'all chick come close to me. She ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me. And all them other niggas where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like supposed to me. Oh, that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything look like I'm supposed to be. Pull up to the club and they go up. Make your girl fall in love when I show up. It's not my fault, she wanna know me. She told me you was just a homie. She came down like she knew me. Gave it up like a groupie. And that's facts, no
brittle.
Cold native, turn the summer to the winter. She gave me in her phone as bestie. But I had her screaming, oh. Yo, girl, wasn't supposed to text me.
Nope.
You wanna know how I know what I know? If your chick come close to me, she ain't going home when she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me. And all them other niggas where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like supposed to me. That's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything good like it's supposed to be.
Got your girl in my section finna go up. A nigga smoking loud, I'm about to roll up. She ain't never got high like this with a guy like this. When she pop it, tell her hold up.
Better believe she gon' leave with a real nigga. I dig her down, can't put it down like I do.
Like I
get the boss and no discussion, gotta deal with it. See my swing, where about you?
Does she roll?
Yeah, yeah.
When I hit it, I'ma kill it, I'ma get it like.
Where does she roll? You wanna know how I know what I know?
If y'all do come close to me, he gon' wanna ride off and it go to me.
I'll make him do it.
I might let your boy show for me, but he gotta eat the booty like groceries. But he gotta get rid of these hoes for me. I might have a nigga selling his soul.
okay, come close to me.
Yeah, she ain't going
home when she's supposed to be. Getting money like I'm supposed to be. Getting money like I'm supposed to be.
Getting money,
like I'm supposed to be.
Getting money,
like I'm
supposed to be. Money all my niggas close to me.
Yeah. All the mother niggas where they supposed to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah.
The hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like close to me.
Good evening.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to
What the Hell She Said Tuesdays.
It's your girl, Sierra, also known as Miss Event Planner. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at MISSEP_CIARA. And I have my boo.
Don't forget. Oh, sorry. We have two hits. All right, this is your girl, Megan. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Brown Baby Coco. That's BRWN. BABYCOCO. You are so ignorant. Oh, my God. Don't repost that. don't forget to follow the business page at CIME In Your Dreams, ENTPR. Also, follow our event page for our upcoming brunch that will take place July 11th with the beautiful and talented and also bossy Karen Civil and six other women, Veronica Valdez, Kimberly Stewart,
Inora Mason,
the two founders of
Closet,
Honey's Money from Miami,
Woman by Choice, Miss Raheem.
So it's something that you do not want to miss. So that is Women's, with an S, Empowerment Brunch Orlando.
Go ahead, Megan. That's what I'm talking about. So let's get straight to What the Hell She Said.
Oh, hold on. What the hell was said?
She's on this good Tuesday. Hello.
You're in a good mood today, Megan.
Yes.
Yes.
Girl, I had me a nap.
I've been going since 10
this morning.
It's something about a nap. It's just so, like, rejuvenating.
I don't know what
when
that
I was a kid, I hated to take it. We can't get King to take no damn nap.
At all.
He going to want to take it when he get older.
He needs to. I've been up at 6:10 with that little boy. All right, so what the hell was this? Let's talk about first. Did anyone see all the different proms, like, it was crazy. Like, I paid $380 for my yellow big ballroom gown dress. These motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Coming out with the Louis Vuitton, the Gucci. What was the one? The Coming to America?
Coming to America.
That's Duval County.
Yes, in the Lamborghini or Ferrari. I don't know, but it was the car I could afford. And Coming to America, her prom date, you know, her prom date was cute, but she stole the show.
She killed it. She was just like him. I was just with her, heart like a dog.
That's it.
But it was cute, though. You know, I don't know if the mom made the dress for her or not, but I've seen a lot of people tagging her mom, so maybe the mom made it. I'm not sure, but she pulled it off very well. Shout out to Hearing Man, Julia, and the mama.
Beautiful dress. Also, what else happened over the weekend? R.I.P. Chink.
Yes. I don't really, you know, it's so funny that me and Jasmine, our blogger for our brunch, was just speaking about him Friday because he follows me on Instagram. We like each other's pictures, but I don't really know so much about the dude. And she was just saying how the Colt boys came to Orlando like 2 weeks ago to Firestone. And I'm like, I would have went just to go meet him because I don't, you know, he support me by just following me in my way I look at it. But unfortunately, you all, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but he was in Queens, New York, which I believe is not too far from his hometown, and he was killed. He was shot 15 times in a drive-by shooting or whatever it was, and someone else that was with him was right now still in critical condition, but he was shot 15 times. He's a husband, a father, I mean, a big artist that a lot of people in New York
have beautiful kids,
yeah.
Beautiful sons.
And it's very unfortunate he's dead over whatever. I'm pretty sure it wasn't that damn serious.
It wasn't. It's always crazy how all these men have been taken away. Like, these men got kids and a family, you know, like, put a gun down.
No, speaking of that, last week at Glitch, I don't know if I told you, but lastly, I was working, and, like, it was an issue happened. The two groups of guys was out to fight. One group ran out, and, like, 2 minutes later, like, a group of 15 ran out. Mm-hmm. And the dude was like, it was the police like, no, y'all not going out. They're like, but, you know, we really want to go out. They're like, no, you're not going out. They're like, yes, we really, but we need to go out. It was a movie. It was funny at the point, now that I think about it, but it wasn't. The dude took off his shirt and told me that the dude that ran out shot him. And you can just see the bullets from the back, in his back, where they went in and where they came out. You can see his stomach where it's all laced up and stitched up. I don't know what it's called. Stapled up. I don't know what it's called. But he was ready to retaliate. And I had to pull him to the side and let him know, like, listen, I'm a mother of a six-year-old that tell her child all the time that her dad is not, that his dad is not here over foolishness. So embrace the fact that you're able to see another day and go home to your family and fuck them niggas. The streets will handle them accordingly. But don't you do it because you don't make it through. And you know what? I felt so good, Megan, because he took his black ass in the club with the crew. Now you know he was trying to get at me for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
But I got him in the club, though. So, anyway, just let you know, put the gun down, people. That's it.
Yeah, so R.I.P. to Chinks. And also, speaking of putting guns down, the game, all right, I don't know, we reported a couple weeks ago that the game was supposed to be filming a, like, love show, The Bachelor. He's trying to find love, but we haven't heard anything about it because the producers have pumped the brakes. Apparently, when he did that little filming that started the beef with Young Thug, he reached for his bodyguard's loaded gun and like waved it in the air, and the production was really scared. So, and that, you know, you're already in the club setting.
I mean, what was the point of you waving the gun? I'm confused. I just don't get it.
You could do get shot in clubs. Production was like, hold up.
You know, from Diddy and J-Lo?
Hold up.
Situation.
But I'm just saying, like, the production, you have, this is like your fourth season of a show that you're filming with him. You haven't learned. I'm sure he's pulled out a gun before.
I'm pretty sure, too. Speaking of Young Thug in the game, so I don't know if you've seen it, but after they came and made their differences or whatever the situation may be, you know, Young Thug ain't want no problem. His old lady and him are actually engaged. She's beautiful. She's really cute. She hangs with the girl that's now dating, or if they're still dating, Rick Ross. I forgot her name, Leorga, some shit. But anyways, his girlfriend is really cute. He did that. She got pretty hair, pretty skin. She's cute little body. I don't know what she do for a living, but Young Thug did that with that little girlfriend. But, you know, I'm like,
still, I don't know about getting married.
You know, marry them niggas, but we ain't got them outfits. I'm not to be wearing.
And I want to marry a man. I got to explain his lifestyle to people.
Like, y'all don't
understand. She did an interview with Vlad TV, and she was saying how, like, all the nail polish, you know, that's just for show and just for Instagram, and how she knows the difference of, and she was about to say, in our quote, Young Thug doesn't have a, I mean, it's just, he's just different. What she was about to say was, Young Thug don't have a gay bone in his body, but then I'm glad you stopped yourself, because she had to think about it and replay it in her head.
Let me not say that.
Let me not say that, because that is not true.
Okay, she's trying to wear the same drawers you wear right now.
If he did not, then we would not be having this conversation. But you wouldn't have to be sitting.
I don't know any man, any straight man is going to allow another man to call him bae. Bae, boo,
not allowed.
Hubby.
He was the one calling him. Probably.
Or either or. That's fighting words. Hey, man. Like, I can see it. Like, hey, man, they not with it. But, you know, to each his own.
I want to have a conversation later about Young Thug, too. Young Thug and Rich Homie. Yeah, that next week.
Let's talk about that. Okay, so I didn't see it, but I heard Sierra kick the shit out of somebody in Atlanta. Like, I know that CC be popping and dropping and liking it, so I hope whoever that fan was, you know, I think the fan that when Miguel kicked in the face got a check. I'm pretty sure that Sierra had to cut a check.
I'm sure she did the market check after this. Okay,
just go ahead. I don't got time to be jeopardizing my
Twitter. But I don't know how big that check was, because maybe album sales were not what it was.
When did it drop?
Last week.
She wasn't ready for no album sales. She wasn't even ready for no tour. She should have did a promo tour, going to meet people, network, before she even did a show. I mean, she was, Vibe Nation had her in Tampa this week, and I didn't see too many pictures, but, you know.
I mean,
this is like the second or third album. I wasn't interested in it. I like the song I Bet, though.
When I heard it didn't do so well, I went on over to YouTube and tried to listen to it, and I listened to about three songs.
I heard it started.
Turn off.
Damn. Speaking of new albums, so Monica, I think we talked about it before. She has a song, well, she has an album, Code Red, that's coming out. Date has not been released. Everyone that knows I'm a Monica diehard fan. But, I mean, she had a song out called Just Right For Me with Lil Wayne, and then another one called Do Me Like That. Now, it's supposed to be a DJ song, which is basically featuring GZ, Yo Gotti, and Monica, but if you pull it up, it says Monica, so I'm going to take it as this is a Monica song.
Mm-hmm.
And me being a fan of Monica, I absolutely love her. Cry to her. Cry my fear right now again. I'm just not really feeling the it's too hip-hop-ish
When she does things outside the box, that happens a lot, because I don't know if you remember when she came out with that song, Every Time the Beat Dropped, with the dude who did White Teeth.
Mm-hmm.
People weren't really open.
I liked the song only because it was something different. But
people weren't really open to that song from her.
I wasn't. Just Right For Me with Lil Wayne, I think it's just not what I like. And then Do Me Like That, after a while, I can see myself nodding and bobbing my head, you know. So, you know, I hope Monica got some throwback on there for me, because I'm a fan. That's the only person that I buy every CD of hers. No one else is but Monica. You can check the car, check the MC.
Well, now that you mentioned throwback, girl, they throwing it all the way back with Lil' Kim getting her own reality show. You haven't worn your eyes that hard.
I didn't roll it. I just,
are you not tuning
in? It's going to be a show of just shade being thrown and hate. And I mean, I like Queen B. I looked up to her. Like, my mom to be in the car acting like she was her dancing. So I know you see me in the video. True. My mom to be dancing, doing all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I mean is that she just, I want her to be someone like when we all come together and embrace it. Like, when her and Nicki had their feud and shit, Nicki was giving her props.
Yeah.
Could have been a little shade props, but she tried. At the end of the day, I just think that we can be much bigger if we all come together.
Well, she was a little angry. This is how she couldn't bear that brunch with being the side chick to Biggie and Faith. She was trying to start stuff with Faith. Girl, if you don't sit your butt down.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. Yeah.
Now that we on,
learn your position.
Now that we on side chicks, learning their position. Since she passed away, Malika, the BF of Khloe Kardashian, one of the twins, that appeared in T.I.'s, what movie was that?
ATL? Oh, yeah, the one that was stealing.
Yeah.
That was stealing, okay.
Okay, she posted a picture of Chink, trying to find out that she was his little side girlfriend, and he'd been married for 13 years. Girl? Hey, these men be doing it. I don't know.
They be doing it, Megan.
They doing something.
Mm-hmm. So, we got a few more topics, but I do want to let you all know what we have going on tonight. We have an artist by the name of Young Greatness. He is actually from Louisiana, but he is actually signed now to QC label Quality Control. His manager is Miss Reese, someone that I've been looking after and looking up to for a very long time. And we have him on the show tonight. He has some hot tracks that he have with One of the Migos. You have another track that just came out with Meek Mills. And we're going to play it shortly for our favorite DJ, True Story. But just want to let you all know, he should be able to call in about 10 minutes. I'm going to ask him a few questions about him relocating from Louisiana during the Katrina hurricane and all that good stuff. All right, so Megan, do you see that Mariah Carey has canceled her fourth show due to bronchitis? I heard her briefly on the Billboard Awards that just went out.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Maybe you hang it up.
Mm-hmm. Even then, I get that with Jermaine Dupri. I don't know which one it is. Jermaine Dupri right hits for Mariah Carey. He does that for her. So she may need to go in that direction because.
Oh, let me tell you, I think today. Janet Jackson, she announced that she was going on tour and releasing an album in 2015. Speaking of JB. I'm
going to
flashback, you know.
You go stupid. Okay, so also at the Billboard Awards, anyone seen the Kanye performance? Like, I was trying to figure out this shit like he was on fire. I thought it was going to be a Michael Jackson situation. The hair was going to be on fire. Ass going to be rolling down the stairs.
I know it was smoky.
It was very smoky. Everything was leaked out. It was fucking sug. And then before him even coming out, his sister-in-law kind of got booed. Like, that was probably the best part of his performance, was his sister-in-law getting booed. That was the best part of the performance, because really it was not a performance.
On a more serious note, we're going to go into Hillary Clinton is getting support and gaining support from big names such as Beyonce and who else?
What's her name? Tamar Braxton. They had went and supported whatever recent event that Hillary Clinton had. They went together. So I thought that was
pretty
cool.
Go Hillary.
You know, hopefully. I am Team Hillary because I'm trying to see. I want to see a female in office. I give a damn about no damn Bush.
Girl, female in office. I'm ready to see a female on this $20 bill. they voted to have Harriet Tubman. And
you know,
people got mad at my question on Facebook.
You know the white people is not about to allow it.
What? It was everybody that voted. It wasn't just us that voted.
I don't think
it's
going to happen.
But I hope it do. People got mad at my question. I said, who's going to be the first to make it rain Harriet Tubman's on at the strip club? I really want to know.
You ignorant.
No, I'm asking, you know, my point is, you know, Harriet Tubman did not hold people at the threat of a shotgun for this foolishness. But also, what else? Oh, poor August Austin. That's so good. That's so good.
That is, girl. I feel bad for my baby.
He has an eye disease requiring him to have the surgery. He's lost vision in his left eye and losing it in his right. So to stop further deterioration, he's having eye surgery. He says that a lot of things that we do in daily life, we take for granted until we lose it.
And I agree.
And that is actually one of my topics tonight, with dealing with ungrateful people and actually being ungrateful ourselves. What made me come about the ungrateful people is Candy and that ski trip, child, that ungrateful-ass family. Aunt Bertha and Aunt Nora would have been kicked off that damn bus.
I could barely even listen to them. That's why I turned it, because I am.
Girl, but a hot mess. What else we got before we go into this, before we go into this health topic?
That's all I have to talk about. We have Young Greatness calling in about 7 minutes.
Okay, well, my health topic tonight is the benefit of mushrooms. I love mushrooms.
Me too.
And when I saw the benefit of them, I said, hey, let me share this with the people. Now, mushrooms are cooked a lot to actually replace meat. So mushrooms are better for your overall nutrition. One dietary analysis found that mushroom consumption was associated with a better diet quality and improved nutrition. It increased vitamin D, and I lost my page. So we'll have to come back to it later.
All right, you all. So let's try it one more time before me, you're getting to this ride out. My favorite DJ True Story. Again, like I was saying before, you all, we have an artist by the name of Young Greatness that is from Louisiana, and he has a couple of hot songs out, actually, that's buzzing all through Atlanta or Georgia and Texas, because he came from Louisiana to Houston, and now he's in the A. So let's get to this right out. He had a song called Real Nigga. And also he got a song with one of the Migos. So let's get into this right out. You all tell what you think about it.
It's Lily Quavo.
Quavo.
My favorite.
Yeah, he got some bad looks.
He's my favorite.
I like Quavo too. He cool.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, as I say that, man, my favorite one is Offset. By the way, free Offset.
Okay.
Offset throwing riots and some dog types of shit in them. But I like Offset though.
Yeah, free Offset, by the way.
Yes.
Let's get into this ride out.
Raise me up, shawty.
Oh.
Red Ferrari.
Oh.
Red Gus.
I've been trapping, making that money for some years, yeah. On the corner, roaches and rats, that's what it is, yeah. I'm a stepper, not part of, talking about my bitch, yeah. You a, yeah, talking all that, yeah. I got some quarters in the trunk, you a kid flip, yeah. You see, I run my way, they talk like I'm the, yeah. I got some goons on deck, they wait to hit them licks, yeah. I call my Migo up like, it's in the bricks, yeah. I'm on the chain, yeah, please don't play no game, yeah. I call my partner up, he send it to your friend, yeah. I got the Rolex on my wrist, yeah. On the strip, yeah. I was serving big shit, yeah, on the strip, yeah. Now I'm getting money, yeah. Feeling like stunner, yeah. I'm just saying, my partner front is full, yeah. I'm out the hole, yeah. And I'm ready to go, yeah. I'm on the stove, yeah. I'm cooking that snow, yeah. Give me go, yeah. Old hands and, yeah. I'm from the streets, yeah. Downtown, that's me, yeah. Miss my cousin LeFrau, yeah. Behind the bars, yeah. Ducking the law, yeah. Ready for war, yeah. Little homie got nobody seen it yet. I'm running out of time, yeah. Gotta shine, yeah. I never let nobody come and take what's mine, yeah.
I never come and let nobody take my shine, yeah. I feel like Weezy bling bling on my rollie, yeah. I go to DC, he the one that took my chain, yeah. And when I see him get the blow his yeah. They say you the one to go home when the street light come on, yeah. You the one who snitching got you in that black and white, yeah. You wiped off the and I know you love her, yeah.
100 pounds of that, you know I flipped it, oh yeah.
Lil' mama looking at me cause I know she love the dad.
Feeling like I'm frontin', no, I'm saying, oh yeah.
100
fruits on the boat coming in, yeah. I know that it's clean, but ain't gotta test the pad. Hit the hoe from the back, they scream, yeah. If you get to the money, then say yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
She part that for me goes in greatness, yeah.
Put the money in the bag like whoa. Hit the gas in a new race like whoa. And I know these niggas hate, but I laugh in their face. Got a $250,000 on my wrist. Woo! Big shit ballin', house on a hill. I bring my real niggas back. I brought the real niggas back. What you tell us? I've been in Giuseppe on my Rolls Royce, right? 100 grand might throw it in your face. Woo! What a look like, nigga. Brought a gang of nigga making money on the streets. Woo! Got a red Porsche and a red Phantom and a red bitch looking so good. Ay. Real street nigga, on a block nigga, quarter bird, got a nigga hot nigga. Ay. Got your real nigga with me, call it Oprah, make her sit us on the sofa.
Ay.
She wanna talk about the lifestyle, making money, feeling so coosh. Real niggas back in style. Real niggas back in style. I'ma take you back for a while. Riding in a Beamer coupe, looking like cocaine, looking like the dope man, nigga. Put the money in the bag, like whoa. Hit the gas in a new race, like whoa. And I know these niggas hate, but I laugh in their face. Got a $250,000 on my wrist. Woo! Big shit ballin', house on a hill. I bring my real niggas back. I brought the real niggas back. What you tell us? Hey.
Jack boys robbing people. Small head about them robbing me though. Oh, we ain't moving coke up. We moving Salvatore's up. 1500 a pound. Get it from LA. Shout out to my amigos. Government trying to make it legal. I'm strapped up with a desert ego. I head now to get to 6 feet. I'ma show them that it ain't sweet. I ain't got the body about a week ago. Man, I couldn't buy it this week. Took money out the safe life. Do it all in your chick face like. I know homie mad. I bought a chick a new bag. Rollies on wrists, my hope will be shining. We all getting paper, my hope will be grinding. That bitch from the dealership came with no malice. We run through these chicks that these chickens be wiping.
Put the money in the bag like whoa. Hit the gas in a new race like whoa. And I know these niggas hate, but I laugh in their face. Got a $250,000 on my wrist. Woo! Big shit ballin', house on a hill. I bring my real niggas back. I brought the real niggas back. What you tell them? Hey.
All right, you all, welcome back to What the Hell She Said Tuesdays. It's your girl, Sierra, also known as Miss Event Planner. Follow me on Instagram and also on Twitter at MISSET_Sierra. And I have my boo, my business partner, Meg.
It's your girl, Megan. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter as Brown Baby Coco, BRWNBABYCOCO. Also, do not forget to follow the event page, Women with an S, Empowerment Brunch Orlando, for the upcoming brunch that we are hosting and bringing presented to you with the beautiful, talented, and also bossy Karen Sybil.
Yes, July 11th in Orlando, Florida. Tickets on sale right now. Check us out. So you all, I will tell you all about this artist we have. He's signed to QC label. His name is Young Greatness, and we're going to get him on the line in just a second. Young Greatness, how are you tonight?
Good evening.
What's up with it, baby?
Hey, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate the opportunity of having you.
Coming up with that New Orleans lingo.
It's all good. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing good. We're doing great to have you on the line because this Reefy hooked that up quickly. I didn't think it was going to happen, but I appreciate it.
Nah, it's all good, man. I'm here. You know, I like talking to the people, talking to the fans, so it's all love.
Okay, awesome. So let's get straight into this interview. Who is Young Greatness, and how did you come up with your name?
I came up with my name in 2002. One of my best friends, when I started rapping, you know, I couldn't figure out, like, what I wanted to call myself. And one of my best friends, like, he was a rapper, you know, and I looked up to him. He's deceased now. You know, rest in peace to him. His name is Andre Noel. And I just was honing my skill and just trying to put it together. And he was like, man, you got so many different styles and flows. Man, I think your name should be Young Greatness. And, you know, I just was like, you know, at first I wasn't feeling it, but just because it came from my partner and I looked up to him, I just stuck with it, you know, and that's how I got my name. And I just kind of lived with it ever since.
That's awesome. I was wondering, like, at first I was like, I don't think that's his name, but actually after I did some research and looked at your EPK, that's a pretty dope name.
Mm-hmm. Right,
so
yeah.
Who is Young Greatness? I've seen that you're from Louisiana, and then so who are you? Tell us a little bit about you.
I mean, you know, I was born and raised in the St. Bernard Projects in New Orleans, Louisiana, known as the Seven Wall. And, you know, my whole life, you know, I just been, you know, just really working hard to be something in life. You know, I was real active in sports, and I was always a competitor. So I knew once I transitioned, you know what I'm saying, to music, you know, the competitiveness, it wasn't going to leave. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, basically, you know, I'm a competitor. I'm a fighter. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
That's what I plan on to be and looked upon as in the music industry. You know, that young kid from New Orleans that stepped in the music industry and just came and fought his way to the top. You know, so at heart, I'm a competitor. I'm a fighter.
Now, speaking of being a fighter, fear and a rant that your father passed away, we're sorry to hear that, in the year 2000. Do you want to touch on that? Was it in the streets or, like, if you don't mind us asking?
Actually, this is, you know, my father, he had a massive stroke, and that was a turning point in my career. You know, that's what really made me start taking, you know, rap serious, because mm-hmm. I was actually, you know, heavy into sports. And at that time, I was getting ready to go to college and play football. And at that time, mm-hmm. when my father passed, you know, it kind of affected me so much, you know, to the point to where I was looking for a way to, you know, like, express myself. And music just, you know, that was the answer for me, you know what I'm saying, to be able to, you know, express how I felt. And from that point, you know, I just was able to keep grinding and take it to the next level.
I'm glad you found your purpose through all that. Absolutely. So I did see that due to Hurricane Katrina, your family was displaced to Houston, which actually turned out to be a blessing for you because you was discovered in Houston. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct. Well, when we were displaced in Houston, I went to Houston and I just started working hard, you know, with my music because her whole Hurricane Katrina stuff kind of like, it just added motivation to me to try to make some heaven with my life. And then, you know, from that point in Houston, it was just like, it was so hard to get people attention because there was too much going on with Katrina. It's like everybody was just focused on Katrina, but I was focused on music. You know, so, you know, one day I went to the, you know, I was going to the bank and I ran into these guys and they was like, man, we got a record company, we got a label from New York, we just got a big old deal through Sony, Blase Blase. And I was like, well, look, I rap, here go my CD. And when I gave it to them, you know, they listened to like two songs and shit, they signed me in the parking lot at a bank, called a lawyer, signed me, and you know, the rest was history.
Is that QC label that signed you like that?
Nah, that was actually another label. That was in 2006. That was another label by the name of Up One Entertainment. And at the time, I was distributed to Sony. You know what I'm saying? But it was a pretty cool situation. It was a learning experience. And it didn't really work out like I wanted it to, but you know, you go through that in music. You know what I'm saying? So
that led
me to, you know, going back to New Orleans and trying to, you know, work hard to get another situation, which I ran into a little trouble. I went to jail, did a little jail time, you know, and I came home. And when I got out of jail in 2010, I just kept staying focused, kept guarding my life, kept grinding. And that's what got me to this point to where I was able to, you know, get noticed by QC, you know what I'm saying, take it to the next level.
All right, well, coming out of jail and, like, being signed and becoming who you are and coming to the man you are today, like, do you still keep in touch with people from your past, Louisiana, and have people try to change around you?
Yeah, I mean, I still keep it. Like, I'm a very cool person. Like, I don't burn no bridges. Like, even if it's something I work on the business end, I'm still cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not like that, man. I ain't with the drama, the negativity, man. You know, I'm just trying to win. You know what I'm saying? And you never know who you'll need again. So I never was one of those people to, you know, to kind of like, if something don't work on the business end, nah, man, you never know. I might need that person down the line in life. You never know what kind of curveball life might throw me. So, you know, I'm pretty neutral towards people.
Okay, let's go. So when did you get signed to QC, and what made you sign? Of course, I mean, right now they're like the hottest label out, so I'm pretty sure you're not going to say, hell no, I don't want to sign with y'all. But what made you sign? They don't come get young greatness out of everybody.
Well, I've been grinding for the last couple. I can say the last two to three years, I've been going backwards and forth from like New Orleans to Atlanta, because I had kind of figured out the steps, and I said, okay, New Orleans, I conquered New Orleans. Everybody here knew me. I'm a hometown favorite, but I need to take it to the next level. So it was either Atlanta, LA, or New York. Atlanta's closer to New Orleans, so I started going to Atlanta, just grinding, you know, networking, meeting people, doing music, shooting videos, just using their pipeline. You know, the CEO of the company, P, you know, he was reaching out, you know, to me a little bit, you know, when I first started going down. But it wasn't until I met Reese at the radio station. When I met Reese at the radio station, we chopped it up. You know, she said, I heard about the situation. You know, I did a song with Meek, you know what I'm saying? We talked about that, and I had a song I also out on the radio with Juvenile called Buku. So we exchanged information. I sent her a couple of records. You know, she said the records I sent her, they was pretty cool. She wanted to meet with me to hear some more records. And when I let her hear the rest of the records, she took it to Coach and P. And when they heard it, they was like, man, this nigga crazy. You know what I'm saying? He crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just was over from that point. You know what I'm saying? And that point, you know, that's how I was able to land my situation, you know, through Reese taking my music to Coach and Pete, and we just, you know, took it to the next level from that. So shouts out to Reese for making that happen for me. Also, shouts out Coach and Pete for believing in me to put on for my city, New Orleans.
Oh, great. That's awesome. Well, we're actually here in Orlando, Florida. I know that's not the closest to Atlanta or Louisiana. But if you ever decide to come this way and want to do any listening parties or listening suites or anything such as that, I specialize that here in Orlando and also in Jacksonville, Florida. So I would love to have you. So if you're interested, please let us know and let's work.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm cool with that. I'll do a lot of traveling. So it's all love. Let's make it happen, baby. I ain't tripping.
I like that, baby. Are you currently doing any touring? What's next for Young Greatness? What can you expect?
Man,
the mixtape is dropping in a couple of days.
Well, what's next? Actually, the mixtape has been pushed back until June. Unfortunately, everybody waiting, all the fans is waiting for, you know, but you can't rush greatness. So the mixtape has been pushed back to June so we could pump it up, get it ready for y'all. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited about that. That's the main thing right now that I'm excited about is my project releasing. It's hosted by DJ Drama. It's a Gangsta Grills edition. You know, and that's really big for my city for New Orleans, because it's been a while since an artist came from my city. So I'm excited to have the opportunity to bring the light back on our city and our culture. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm from.
Okay. All right. Well, June, yes.
So if you come to Florida in June, don't forget us. We in Jacksonville, Orlando. We can make it happen. Either one of those cities. I know Miss Reese got on lock, but we got Orlando and Jacksonville here. So let us know if we can do anything to help you all.
It's all good, man. And I appreciate y'all for having me today. And anytime y'all want to get with me, you know, hit me up. We make it happen. And to all the fans and people, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at YoungGreatness7. My website is younggreatnessmusic.com. Look out for my mixtape that's on the way. Young Greatness, I Try to Tell Them, hosted by DJ Drama, Gangsta Grills Edition, Quality Control, QC the Label. New Orleans, stand up. We're in the building.
Awesome. Now, Young Greatness, before we let you go, Sierra and I always have a hot topic for the night that we like to discuss, and tonight's topic is ungrateful people. Now, is there a certain way that you yourself, when you try to help people and people just expect you to do things and then they don't appreciate it when you do little things, how do you handle yourself dealing with ungrateful ass individuals?
It's hard because I try to humble myself and I try to stay still.
You're not very humble, you know. Ungrateful people like to say little slick stuff, and
I try to keep it to a one, but I eventually wind up going to a 10, you know, because people don't even, the ungrateful people, they don't even realize they're ungrateful. And you got to let them know, man, you weren't ungrateful. You know what I'm saying? You got to just,
yeah.
Nah, you know how it be, but it's hard, man. I can't lie. It's hard.
So you say we need to tell them they're ungrateful because they might not know.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Major, why you are here throwing messages?
I might even say I never mind.
Helen, you're ungrateful. You're ungrateful ass little.
Stop.
Well, thank you so much, Young Greatness, for joining us tonight. And shout out to Miss Reese. We love you so much.
Thank you.
And we look forward to meeting you and working with you in June.
Yes, man. I'm excited, man. Let's make it happen.
All right. Well, Young Greatness, again, we thank you for tuning in and good night.
Okay, good night. See y'all. Talk to y'all next time.
Absolutely. All right, you all. So that was awesome. Young Greatness is a very humble young man. I'm very excited, and I'm thankful that we were able to get him on the line now because Ms. Reese, she's a grinder. Like, she grinds, and I've been following her for a while. I've seen her have Young Thug. She had Pee Wee Longway. She had Payday Day before he went to jail. And also, I mean, she's working with Wale. The list goes on. So it lets you know that once you follow certain people in a movement, I mean, you know, her success basically shows it. She's just chilling in the background. You won't even know. But I didn't get to talk about what we have. We got a few shout-outs before we get into our last ride-out. This week we have the Network Buzz. I'm saying the Buzz.
Street Buzz.
Jesus Christ. The Street Buzz, the Music Network Conference this Saturday is at Epic. Start off Dog Man's birthday. Also, you have Rick Ross at Guilt. Tickets are only $40 right now. I advise you to get them now because they're going to probably triple at the door. And Pee Wee Longway is on Monday. Mello is bringing him to Beecham. It's free all night.
What? Because they want people to come out. I wanted to go. But
it's Memorial Day.
I got to go to work too.
I mean, but it's free all night. So, I mean, coming up, you know, Beecham had on 2-for-1 shots every 22 minutes or something.
Y'all kept leaning.
Yeah. So it's free all night in the regular line. On Monday, that's the catch. So, you know, y'all come check it out. Monday, Pee Wee Longway. Sunday, Rick Ross. And, you know, y'all come hang with me because I'm partying at the day party on Saturday. And then so I'm going to go to Street Buzz and leave the Street Buzz, go to the day party, then go get some oysters, then go to Rick Ross on Sunday, then go to Pee Wee Longway on Monday. I'm getting
there
this weekend.
Yeah, I'm getting there this weekend. So it's not
anniversary. Oh, well, y'all ain't getting there with that ass. I got nothing to do with that.
Yes.
Congratulations, y'all. What is it, year 8?
Here it is, year 7.
Okay. Go ahead, man.
So you all, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really, really appreciate it. And God bless you all. We'll see you all next Tuesday. We have John Cocky, which is one of the CEOs of Keith Entertainment. That's Cool Hamilton Events and Entertainment here in Orlando. They're one of the biggest promotion companies. They are the one that's bringing Migos here for Father's Day, and they just had Future last weekend for Mother's Day. Yeah, so, you know, y'all join us next week. We have John Cocky in the building. You all have a good night, and thank you for tuning in to What the Hell, She Said Tuesdays.
This is another DJ True Story exclusive.
DJ True Story.
Why I can't hear it? It went off.
This is another DJ True Story exclusive.
DJ True Story.
They tried to draw me with a case, but you know I hadn't skated. I was singing like, ooh.
I swear, nigga.
Boy, I know my role and I play.
I do.
If you heard that I'm talking, then I said it.
I did. Coin, where you at?
At the top of the loft, nigga, I stay.
What?
I'm a bad boy, but I don't wear big clothes like me. In the club, and a nigga did it bopping. And that hoe, she wanted free drinks. Tell the bitch to get up off it. I'm the nigga to get it poppin'. Her hair short like Denny Rock. At the clip point, nigga, we flyin'. When I landed, boy, I walked in 30,000 in my pocket. Had them niggas just like, ooh. $50,000 on your bitch, wanna fuck me, gotta scream it like, ooh, 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 ooh. Cause I got a check, nigga wanna flip, I ain't got a flip, but I got it, ooh, 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 ooh. Get that on some mix, she gon' wanna set. Every nigga in the set, now she screamin' like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
$100,000
just in 2 days. I don't fuck with niggas cause they two-faced.
I
only fuck with bitches for that toupee. These adventures, I ain't worried about no new. Know this bitch, you got a set, and she always got my back. So I love that shit the most. I'm her big dog and she my cat, and she love it front or back. Call her green cause she on green. I wear glasses cause I know these niggas watching. They mad cause they cannot stop me. But stopping ain't not an option. I can't help it cause I got it. Don't waste time, I got to watch it. Talking Rolex, yeah, I bought them. Now I'm at the top, started from the bottom. Then I walked in 30,000 in my pocket. Had them niggas just like, ooh. $50,000 on your bill. Wanna fuck me, gotta scream it like, ooh, 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 ooh. Cause I got a check, nigga wanna flip. I ain't got a flip, but I got it. Trap queen, let her hit the bando.
matching Lambos, a 56 a gram, 500 grams though. Man, I swear I love her, how she works the damn pole. Hit the strip club, we be letting fans go. Everybody hating, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never letting go. In like a high with my baby. I just left them all, I'm getting fly with my baby.
The cotton needs help cause they got suicide dose. And she keep the trap clean, cause she a trap queen. 20 bands and some denim, we call them trap jeans. I'm like, hey, what's up, hello. And then I'm like, goodbye, when the pet be getting love. The plug on the way, bringing us another love. It's 64 a show, it's 750 for a up. And all my niggas hitters, they gon' let that pain go. And I gotta get money, I'm like, how the fuck you know. Pull up in that race, I gotta let that money show. My niggas in NY, they be fucking with the snow. My niggas in New Jersey, they know all about the blow. And I'm the trap king, nigga, plug going strong. Page a touchdown, and my niggas going low. If you ain't get no money, then you know you trap wrong. Old school flip, we call that shit a trap phone. And I get high with my baby. I just left the mall, I'm getting fly with my baby.
Retire. You a bad bitch, I ain't even gonna deny her. She told me throw that money, I said make.